Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The number of cases in North Texas climbs 294 cases in our area. Dallas County's reported more than half of that total. But the virus is also affecting people in the surrounding counties. Tarrant County has 57 cases, Collin County with 38, and Denton County with 36. Also a handful of cases in Ellis, Johnson, and Parker counties. In Dallas County, two people have died because of the coronavirus. Two more today, I should say. 24 new cases. That brings our total to 155. And the health department's also changing the criteria to get tested
health
at the new testing sites.
Health officials say the two men who died were in their 60s. One had underlying medical conditions. The other did not. Rocky Vaz is the director of the city's emergency management team. And he says now they've changed their criteria to get tested at one of their drive-through testing sites. So if you have shortness of breath, a cough, or a temperature over 99.6 degrees, you're now eligible.
We are going to be capped at 250 tests per day per site. That's based on what the labs that the feds have contracted with can do per day.
He says the weekend helped them work out the kinks, and so they're ready to test large amounts of people. If you do feel you should be tested, the sites are at the AAC and Ellis Fieldhouse, open daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Vaz says it takes about 20 minutes. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meantime, the new stay-at-home order from Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins goes into effect at midnight tonight. The DFW Hospital Council joins the judge in urging the governor to issue similar restrictions across the state. Council President and CEO Stephen Love says they've adopted that stance after they reviewed different models on how this pandemic could possibly grow.
We're not saying any of these are exact. Any of these models. But what we are seeing, it does reflect a trend that we're going to have increased volume. So we advocated stay at home.
And the man leading the EMS medical directors in the biggest cities, he says he thinks we're headed in the right direction in getting coronavirus contained.
As the global coordinator of the Metropolitan Emergency Medical Services directors from across the country, Dr. Paul Pepe has a handle on how the response is going, not only here, not only nationwide, but worldwide.
When I talk to my friends in Europe, there's some places that are overwhelmed, and there are some places that are still doing, you know, they're managing and getting by so far, but maybe that's the operative word is so far so good. And I think that I am pleased with the actions that have been taken, not only here in the Dallas area, but in New York City in particular. I thought the governor's been really...
He says the vaccines that are in the pipeline could be months away from approval. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The governor is asking for a presidential disaster declaration for Texas because of this disease.
The governor has sent a letter to President Trump urging him to declare a major disaster in Texas. He says the state's expenses have already topped $50 million, and he expects that figure to keep growing. He's asking for more federal funding to help pay for more testing supplies and to cover the cost of medical equipment and medical personnel. Texas is also receiving $37 million from the CDC that was approved by Congress. More than half of that money will go to local health departments. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coronavirus outbreak is grinding the economy to a halt. Meantime, the SBA is working to help small businesses stay afloat.
The Small Business Administration is making long-term low-interest loans available to small business owners whose businesses are being decimated by the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Kamiko Grant, a business advisor with the Tarrant Small Business Development Center, says loans are available for up to $2 million with interest rates capped at 3.75%.
Maximum terms, 30 years. And they're also going to give you a whole year before you make your first payment.
Now, the SBA will be looking at factors like credit history and ability to repay the loan and collateral for loans more than $25,000. Grant says if applying for the loan online, be prepared to be patient.
There's one website, and there are a million small businesses trying to get this assistance.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.